الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد على نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان لك الحمد على نعمة العافية والسلامة لك الحمد على نعمة الأهل والمال والولد لك الحمد على نعمة الصلاة والصيام والزكاة والطاعة اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك قابليها وأتمها علينا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه المجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. Brothers and sisters, first of all, I praise Almighty Allah. I praise the Lord for His countless blessings, most importantly, for the gift of Iman that He has bestowed on us. I praise Him for the gift of wellness, health, family, peace and security in this country of ours. I thank Him above all for the gift of Salah, for the gift of Zakah, for the gift of Siyam, for the gift of Quran, for the gift of devotions and charities that He has honored us with. Let us inspire ourselves by seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by begging for His mercy and forgiveness. It was a great honor for me and you to witness another month of Ramadan. Ramadan knocked at our door only a few days ago, and now we are bidding farewell. And this Jumu'ah is called Jumu'atul Wida, the Jumu'ah where you bid farewell, you say farewell to Ramadan. And traditionally the khutbah use this opportunity to summarize the main lessons of Ramadan. And that is what I'm going to do following the best of the Islamic tradition. First of all, Ramadan came and it is leaving us. It was so fast. The lesson to learn from this is the transient nature of our life here. A dunya is always in a state of fluctuation. It is ever changing. Yawmun laka wa yawmun alayk. One day is for you, another day against you. One day is the day of joy and happiness, another day is day of sorrow and grief. This is the nature of this world. But akhirah, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The world, the life awaiting us after death, خَيْرٌ, better, is perfect. There is no fluctuation. It's abiding. It is eternal. And there is no sorrow for those who are in Jannah. There is no grief. It's all peace. It is all bliss. So, Ramadan came to remind us of the shortness of life. And of course soon you and I will be called to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are in the throes of death, Rabbi Rajoon, my Lord, I pray to Allah, Rabbi Rajoon, my Lord, return me. Don't take my soul now. Give me another chance. لَعَلِّي عَمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Let me do some more good deed to compensate for the life of heedlessness. And مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ خَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. You know, there are two things in Islam. One is al-qiyam al-kubra, the bigger qiyamah. And that comes as-sa'ah. مَتَ السَّعَةَ يَسْأَلُهُ كَالنَّاسُ مَتَ عَلِ السَّعَةَ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَهَا قُلْ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. They ask you, when is the hour? لَعَلَّ السَّعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. When is the hour? The answer is, it could be soon. عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. The knowledge of when it is, it's kept as a secret with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned by Jibreel alayhi salam and his sa'ah. The Prophet answered, لَيْسَ الْمَسُولُ أَنْهَا بِعَالَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one who is questioned about it doesn't know better than the questioner himself. The answer is, it's a mystery with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it could come as fast, twinkling of eye. Somebody who is ready to plant the seed will not be able to finish it before that the hour strikes. But the Prophet said, if he has a chance to plant it, he should do so. So, but if we don't witness that hour, al-qiyam al-kubra, as-sa'ah, still our qiyamah comes with death. And death will visit me, death will visit you. Nobody is except from it. Kullu man alayha fan, everyone on the face of the earth must die. وَيَبْقَى وَجُهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only the face of your Lord remains, the all-eternal, all-alive, ever-living one. So everyone else must die. So the answer today is, what are the lessons that we have learned from this month? When I am standing here, I remember the many faces that I used to see. In the years gone by, whether in Jami Mosque or Islamic Foundation or in this place, they are not with us now. Our friends, some of them younger than me, some of them older, brothers, sisters, uncles and aunts, mothers and grandmothers, they are in their graves now and they are wishing for another day. Rabbi Rajul, my Lord, return me. Return me. But of course there is no return. There is no return. And when we look back at this life from the vantage point of view of the Akhirah, Ashiya awluhaha. It was so short. Ashiya awluhaha. As if we tarried here one evening or one of the early hours of the day. One morning. That's it. So what is the lesson? Strive. Look forward to the Akhirah. كُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Be among those who are destined for the hereafter. Of course, our feet should be planted firmly on the ground here. And we should plant right here with good works. And Ramadan came to train us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَوَمَ رَمَضَانَا إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا أُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with sincere faith and seeking the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of his past sins are forgiven. مَنْ صَوَمَ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّ أَتْبَعُهُ بِسِتِّ مِنْ شَوَّالِ كَانَ كَمَنْ صَوَمَ الدَّهْرِ. Whoever fasts the whole month of Ramadan and follows it up with 6 days more days in Shawwal, you could do it immediately after Eid, or you could split it over the month. كَانَ كَمَنْ صَامَ الدَّهْرَ كُلَّهُ. It is as though he has fasted the whole year. And صِيَامُ Ramadan بِعَشْرَ أَشْهُرُ. Fasting of Ramadan is equal to fasting 10 months. وَصِيَامُ سِتَّةِ مِنْ شَوَّالِ بِشَهْرَيْنِ. And the fasting of the 6 days of Shawwal is as if you have fasted 2 more months. So you have completed 1 whole year of fasting by fasting the Ramadan and the 6 days of Shawwal. Now, coming to the important lessons. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah, wa you who believe, be conscious of Allah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat liwad. Let every soul look forward what it has sent forward. Investment, sent forward. You make contribution to RRSP. Actually, the best RRSP for our eternal life is the good deed that we do. And Ramadan prepared us for it. Ramadan came, it's just like a spring of water. We drank. We nourish ourselves from this pure water and spiritual nourishment. And what was the lesson? What did I learn? Number one, it developed the mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supposed to have consciousness of Allah, that Allah is watching, Allah is witnessing, Allah is ever present. If I were to visualize these three words, that Allah is watching, Allah is ever present, Allah is witnessing, I cannot go wrong. I will not be visiting the sites I should not be visiting, whether it is Facebook or any other site. People are dragged unknowingly into sins by visiting the sites, and then it's a slippery slope. Just like you are driving without brake. And suddenly, how many questions come to me. I just happened to visit this slippery slope. I fell into this addiction now. I cannot break free of Imam, help me. Ramadan came to cut it out. Cold turkey. Ramadan came to break the bad habits and start new habits. It's a whole month. So develop mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the mindfulness of Allah, many people confuse Islam with rituals, beliefs. It has nothing to do with social interaction. That's not the Islam of Rasulullah. That is not the Islam of prophets. اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. ما أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة. The Prophet was asked, what are the two factors, what are the factors that bring people to Jannah? Did Prophet say تقوى الله alone? He said تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. تقوى الله, consciousness of Allah and good morals, good character. So character cannot be separated from prayer. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar. Verily salah should prevent us, purify our character. So a person who is praying should be able to extend his hand freely with that feeling of love to his brother sitting beside him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I share that brotherhood with you. Should be able to smile with everybody. Should be able to free his mind from racism. Unfortunately, we have been praying years and yet we are racist. Yes, I must say it. So, where is the lesson of Ramadan? Taqwa Allah should lead in good character. Wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasan. So Ramadan, renewing our faith, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and developing that magnanimity spirit in the essence of religion. The perennial religion, as Imam Shah Waliullah, the philosopher of Islamic religion, teaches us one of the greatest lessons of all times in all of the religious tradition revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is magnanimity. This generosity of spirit. Open your heart to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a spirit of love. Accept everybody. Accept the creation of Allah. The whole khalq is your family. Rabbi wa rabbukallah. My Lord and your Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be able to free our mind from this parochial tribalism. Islam came to eradicate tribalism. Jahiliyyah. And Islam opened up. And this is the meaning of Fath. Fath means the world people created these artificial boundaries and walls separating one people from the other. Islam came to break these walls and made humanity one family. This is the beautiful message of Hajj. This is the message of Ramadan. This is the message of Salah. This is the message of Zakat and Sadaqat. Because magnanimity, that generosity of spirit, and of course, did we learn it? We must have learned it. And we should feel for the suffering of others. A believer who has learned the lesson of Ramadan cannot continue to eat the same way he is to be eating, wasting food. Today, more food is wasted. If this food wasted were to be given to the poor, there won't be any poverty in the world. So good news came from Saudi Arabia that billionaire is spending 32 billion giving back to charity. Of course, he must have learned the lesson of Ramadan. So we should say good news as well as bad news to correct ourselves. Yes, that's a good news. And this should be an incentive for the rich people. Share the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Share. Mangar indahu fadlu lahirin falyu'id bihi ala man lahir ala. If you have two cars, give that second one to your brother who has no car. If you have two camel mounts, give it to your brother, the extra one who has no. If you have two dirham, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that we never thought that I am more deserving of it than my brother who has nothing. This is the spirit of Islam. If Muslims were to apply this generosity of spirit, of course I should say that Middle East has many drawbacks, but wonderful to be in Ramadan in the Middle East because everybody has this spirit of generosity. I wish they take it to the month, and we should all try to do so. Cut out the wastage. As Imam Ghazali said, train your child. If you are having a good feast today, but tomorrow let it be just dal and rice. Ikhshawshanu, condition to live a rough life. Ikhshawshanu, fa inna ni'ma la tadum. Because blessings may not continue forever. Because we are living in dunya, and dunya fluctuating. Yawmun laka wa yawmun alayk. One day for you, another day against you. So all of a sudden, your business may crumble. It's bubble now. It may explode. Are you ready to live? So condition yourself. Ramadan came to teach us self-restraint. Curb that habits. Destructive habits all of us have. Destructive habits. Indulgence in consumption of food and drinks. Gratification, sexual gratification. Many people may be able to pray and fast, but when it comes to controlling their eyes, lustful stares, flirting, one thing leads to the other. Al-aynu tazni, wal-udhnu tazni, wal-yadu tazni, wal-nafsu, wal-fardu yusaddiqu dhalika aw yukadhibu. Fornication starts with the eyes. Yes? It starts with the eye, and with the ears, with the tongue, and with the feet. And وَالْفَرْجُ يُصَدِّقُ ذَلِكَ أُكُلُّهُ أَوْ يُكَذِّبُهُ. You know the private parts takes to the consummation level. So restrain. Let us learn self-restrain. The month of Ramadan, month of sabr. There is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarizing the gist, the whole effect of this salawat, this Islam. As-salatu nur. Prayer is light. وَالصَّدَقَةُ burhan. Charity is evidence of proof of faith. وَالصَّبُرُ liya. Actually, patience is illumination. And of course, patience. Ramadan is what? شَهُرُ sabr. Month of patience. Month that should teach us patience.
والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك.
Quran is a pleader, an advocate for you or against you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to learn the lessons of Ramadan and take it into practice. Let us be generous, let us be empathetic to the poor, let us not turn blind eye to the suffering of fellow human beings. Millions going without food, 4 million refugees from Syria. My brother, your brother, my sister, your sister, suffering. How can I afford to waste? How can I afford to live a luxurious lifestyle to lead when my brothers are suffering? مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. If you don't care for the suffering of fellow Muslims or even fellow human beings, you are not a Muslim. So let us take these lessons to heart and continue the lesson. Come to visit the masajid and listen to the Quran and revive the tradition of Zikrullah and recitation of the Quran, and treat others as you would want the other to treat you, with love and compassion and mercy and forgiveness. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We have a number of brothers and sisters who are really suffering. One young man who is mentally disturbed. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his behalf. And our sister, of course, was part of this congregation and actively involved. I don't mention names in the khutbah. Let us remember her. Let us remember every single brother and sister. In this community and elsewhere, the believers are gathered here. The sakinah of Allah is descending. The angels are surrounding us. Let's turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humble supplication. May Allah send down his healing and cure. اللهم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما أنت ترحمهم فارحمهم رحمة من عندك تغنيهم بها الرحمة من سواك. اللهم رب الناس أذهب الباس اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. There are some deaths in our community, some little children as well as older people have passed away. Let us invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receive them in His mercy. May Allah save them from the trials of grave and hellfire and admit them into Jannatul Firdaus and make them join the company of the righteous people. Allahumma ghafir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unsana. Allahumma man ahyaytuhu minna fahiyya lil-islam. ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. Let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers, our fasts, our charities, our recitations, our devotions in this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to come closer to Him, to be able to enter Jannatul Firdaus. Let us also pray for our young people, brothers and sisters, who are still waiting for that perfect candidate to arrive. There is no perfect husband. There is no perfect wife. Don't wait for him to arrive. So choose based on faith and character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide their hearts to choose wisely. Otherwise, these places will be empty. There won't be no new community, new Muslims, no marriage, no children. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah guide our young brothers and sisters to find suitable marriage partners and get married and increase the Muslim population. And let us also pray for everyone who is suffering from worry and grief and anxiety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their pain and suffering. May Allah, رَبَّنَا لَا تَدَعَ لَنَا ذَنْبًا إِلَّا غَفَرْتَهُ وَلَا هَمَّنْ إِلَّا فَرَّجْتَهُ ولا دينا إلا قضيتها ولا مريضا إلا شفيتها ولا ميتا إلا رحمتها ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين أقم الصلاة.